my mind. Even though you treated me so bad, I keep thinking about you all the time. All the time we spent together, I thought we'd really build a happy home. All the time we spent together, I thought we'd really build a happy home. I was gone for less than 40 days. When I got back, you were gone and left me all alone. I spent 4 days and 4 lonely nights lying in a hospital bed. But you never even called me to see if I was alive or dead. I've been thinking about you, woman. Just can't get you off my mind. Even though you treated me so bad, keep thinking about you all the time.
Was I've Been Thinking About You, and before that we heard You Knocking, both by Cliff Stevens from his new CD, Better Days, which is going to be available this coming Friday, June 10th. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Well, you see, we've just had a look into the very near future. Let's look the other way now and take a look through history and see what happened in the worlds of blues, jazz, and related subjects. We'll start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week, today being the 5th of June. So today, a birthday for Peter Erskine, drummer from Weather Report, born 1954 in Summers Point, New Jersey. Washboard Slim, born 1900 in Marshall, Texas. And today marks the passing of Sleepy John Estes in 1977 at the age of 78, and Conway Twitty in 1993 at the age of 59. On the 6th of June, well, happy birthday to my wife, Anna. I'm not telling what year. You don't need to know that. Birthday is also for Gary U.S. Bonds, born 1939 in Jacksonville, Florida. Guitar great Grant Green, one of my favorites, born 1935 in St. Louis, Missouri. S.P. Leary, drummer behind Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, born 1930 in Carthage, Texas. Band leader Jimmy Lunsford, born 1902 in Fulton, Missouri. Rafael Neal, born 1936 in Chamberlain, Louisiana. Sugar Ray Norcia, born 1954 in Westerly, Rhode Island. Levi Stubbs of the Four Tops, born 1936 in Detroit. And Gid Tanner from Gid Tanner and his Skillet Liquors, born 1885 in Thomas Bridge, Georgia. And the 6th also marks the passing of Dr. John back in 2019. He was 77 years old. Stan Getz passed on that day as well. In 1991, he was 64. And Billy Preston passed in 2006 at the age of 59. On the 7th, birthday for another jazz guitar great, Tal Farlow, born 1921 in Greensboro, North Carolina. Prince, born 1958 in Minneapolis. And the on the 7th is the passing of Paul Bigsby. You know him, of course, from he made the Bigsby Vibrato, which is the... He also made the first modern solid-body electric guitar, and he did that for Merle Travis back in 1948. And he passed in 1968. He was 68 years old. Also passed on that day, Mead Lux Lewis, one of the original boogie-woogie pianists, died in 1964 at the age of 59. On the 8th, we have a birthday for harmonicist James Harmon, who we lost not that long ago, born 1946 in Anniston, Alabama. Mick Hucknall from Simply Red, born 1960 in Manchester in the UK. Bob Skaggs, born 1944 somewhere in Ohio. James Solberg, who led the band behind Luther Allison for many years, born 1951 in Superior, Wisconsin. Wild T, that's the real name, Jimmy Spruill. Born 1934 in Washington. Derek Trucks, born 1979 in Jacksonville, Florida. And the 8th marks the passing of Amos Easton, better known as Bumblebee Slim. Passed in 1968. He was 63 years old. And Mr. 5x5, Jimmy Rushing, passed in 1972 at the age of 68. And Mighty Joe Young passed in 2009. He was 60 years old. Moving to the 9th, we have a birthday for pianist Johnny Ace. Born 1929 in Memphis. Siddell Davis, a Fat Possum recording artist, born 1927 in Helena, Arkansas. Fruitland Jackson, born 1953 in Doddsville, Mississippi. Skip James, born 1902 in Yazoo City, Mississippi. Calvin Fuzzy Jones, born 1926 in Greenwood, Mississippi. Les Paul, born 1915 in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Cole Porter, born 1891 in Peru, Indiana. And the 9th marks the passing of Big Miller back in 1992 in Edmonton at the age of 69. On the 10th of June, birthday for Howlin' Wolf, born 1910 in West Point, Mississippi. Hattie McDaniel, the singer and also actress, born 1895 in Wichita, Kansas. Schoolboy Cleve, who often partnered with Lightnin' Slim, born 1925 in Albany, Louisiana. And the 10th marks the passing of Ray Charles back in 2004. He was 73 years old. On the 11th, birthday for Frank Beard of ZZ Top, born in 1949 in Frankston, Texas. And Monster Mike Welch, born 1979 in Lexington, Massachusetts. And the 11th marks the passing of Johnny Smith, another great guitar great, a jazz guitar great, I should say, passed in 2013 at the age of 90. Other events from this week, let's see, on the 5th of June in 1956, Elvis Presley made his second appearance on the Milton Berle Show, and this caused his biggest TV controversy to date. He did a bump and grinding version of his new tune, Hound Dog, and it appalled critics and ensured subsequent TV producers ordered future footage of him to be shot only from the waist up. And also, Ed Sullivan also insisted he would never, ever, ever let Elvis Presley be on his show. Let's see, 6th of June, 1963, James Cotton, Otis Spann, Luther Tucker, Willie Dixon, and Willie Smith were all together with backing up Muddy Waters. And they recorded several tunes. They did Elevate Me Mama, So Glad I'm Living, My Love Strikes Like Lightning, and You Don't Have to Go. On the 6th of June, 1924, Sippy Wallace recorded Sud Bustin' Blues. She did that in New York for the OK label. In 1929, Ethel Waters recorded Secondhand Man, and that was in New York City for Columbia. Let's see, on the 7th of June, 1979, Chuck Berry performed at the White House at President Carter's request, and just a little over a month later, he was sentenced to 4 months in jail for income tax evasion. See, friends in high places don't always help you. 8th of June, 1944, Straighten Up and Fly Right by Nat King Cole entered the top 40 charts. In 1953, on the 8th of June, Junior Wells and his Eagle Rockers made their recording debut for the States label. They had Johnny Jones, Elmore James, and Odie Payne behind them. And the first single, Eagle Rock, with the flip side, Cut That Out, sold well. And then they released Junior's Wail and the classic first version of Hoodoo Man. They also recorded Tomorrow Night, Ways Like an Angel, and all of those are now on a Del Mar CD called Blues Hit Big Town. It was the 11th of June, 1928, King Oliver and his band recorded Tin Roof Blues for the Vocalion label. In 1931, on the 11th, Bessie Smith recorded Long Old Road for Columbia. And let's go to the 10th of June, and we'll head right into the studio right now. It's 1930, and Bo Carter's in there. I don't recognize the other guy. He's just unknown. And they record West Jackson Blues.
Come to West Jackson and don't find me there. Hey, you come to West Jackson and don't find me there. You can bet your bottom dollar that I'm walking there or somewhere. I went up to country, baby, just to wake in the yard. Hey, up the country, baby, to wake in the yard. I had to come back to West Jackson, said times up, that's too hard. Let me tell you one thing, man, what you sure can do. Gonna tell you one thing, what you sure can do. You can stay in West Jackson and wake and take off you. Oh, fill it, Mr. Fiddler. Lightning's when she smiles. Oh, girl in West Jackson, lightning's when she smiles. She's 5'6" now, just good love and size. I'd rather be in West Jackson any place I know. Hey, being West Jackson, any place I know. It will take that chief man just to make me go. Hard rocks in my bed, cold lying on my floor. Blues crawling my window, trouble knocking on my door. I've got to bear these pains, got to stay here all alone. I've got to bear these pains, got to stay here all alone. Well, I ain't got no money, now my biscuit roll is gone. Hard rocks in my bed, rain falling down on me. Hard rocks in my bed, rain falling down on me. Bullets in my left side, I've got a bandage on my knee. Hard rocks in my bed, ain't no way in the world for me to rest. I turn from one side to the other, every side I turn I hit a rock. It's too tough. Deep is in my body, ain't no cover on my bed. Deep is in my body, ain't no cover on my bed. Ain't no pains in my window, this is what the rent man said. Hard rocks in your bed, and your rent are now behind. Hard rocks in your bed, and your rent are now behind. Now I'm gonna give you this 5-day notice, you get moving on your mind. Thank you.
My grandfather gave me that name before he died, John Jones. His home is at Sugarloaf, Mississippi. He gave me that name. He used to sit down and tell me tall stories about what the wolf would do, you know, because I was a bad boy, you know, and I was always in devilment. So he'd sit down and tell me about what the wolf would do. So he told me the story about how the wolf done the Little Red Riding Hood, you know. Every time the girl had asked him, "Mr. Wolf, what make your teeth so big?" He said, "I bet I can eat you, my dear." And said, "What make your eyes so red?" "The bet I can see you, my dear." And so, you know, then they finally killed the wolf and drove him up to the house, you know, and showed me the wolf. And I told him it was a dog. He said, "No, that's a wolf." I said, "Well, what do a wolf do?" Say, "He howl." He said, you know, and so I got afraid of this wolf, you know. And every time I'd kill some of my mother's chickens, she said, so that'd scare me, you know, and it made me mad, and they called me wolf. And I gets mad about this. So they just kept on calling me wolf. And I got to the place, I didn't care what they called me. They can call me panther if they want to, you know what I mean. But the first, I was afraid of the wolf, you know. Oh, I was 3 years old then, you know, when they started to call me wolf. Ever since, because you know how it is. Some people, you know, when they find out that you're getting mad about something, they always slip that in. There's that wolf, you know, and it upset me, you know what I mean? But I didn't know it was going to be a great name for me.
You know I'm the wolf, babe. make a monster. Lord, you don't even bother till little Junior. Somebody on hoodoo, no hoodoo man. Now I'm going down in Louisiana and get me a mojo hang. My little woman, she done quit me.
Like lightning, die. that will hit you just like a falling tree. My love strikes like lightning and will hit you just like a falling tree. Oh, you know that's not a pain will hurt you, but it'll leave you in such a misery. My love strikes like lightning and it'll get all into your bloodstream. Like lightning, and it would get all into your bloodstream. Oh, look at my baby laughing at me. Said, "Money, I know just what you mean." Well, Lord, my baby. Shake the teeth up in your mouth. Oh, you know my love strikes like lightning. We'll shake the teeth up in your mouth. Oh, you know I know my baby, she hipped. And this little girl, she know what I'm talking about.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
This is Howard Glazer in Detroit, Michigan. You're listening to Cha 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 and Blue on CKUT FM 90.3. Dig the blues.
Turn away. The world is turning. Hope it don't turn away. All my pictures are falling from the wall where I placed them yesterday. The world is turning. I hope it don't turn away. I lead a crowd of people but I can't face them day to day. I need a crowd of people, but I can't face them day to day. Though my problems are meaningless, that don't make them go away. I need a crowd of people, but I can't face them day to day. To the radio interview, I ended up all alone at the microphone. I went to the radio interview, but I ended up all alone at the microphone. Now I'm living out here on the beach, but those seagulls are still out of reach. Went to the radio interview, but ended up all alone at the microphone. Get out of town, I think I'll get out of town. Get out of town, I think I'll get out of town. Head for the sticks with my boss and friends. Follow the road till I don't know where it ends. Get out of town, think I'll get out of town. Is turning. Hope it don't turn away. We'll be right back.
That was Derek Trucks Band from their CD Already Free and Something to Make You Happy. Before that, Boz Skaggs from Out of the Blues, and we heard On the Beach, Doyle Bramhall providing the guitar in that one. Muddy Waters before that, we went back to 1963 recording of My Love Strikes Like Lightning. Lightning Slim before that, actually featuring Schoolboy Cleave and She's Gone. That was from 1954. Junior Wells and his first rendition of Hoodoo Man, which featured Elmore James on guitar from 1953. 1954 recording from Howlin' Wolf, I'm the Wolf, and a little bit of a conversation before that with the Wolf explaining where that name came from. We heard from Meat Lux Lewis from 1940 and Six Wheel Chaser. Bumblebee Slim, also known as Amos Easton, and from 1936 we heard Hard Rocks in My Bed. And we kicked off the history set with Bo Carter and his 1930 recording of West Jackson Blues.
Hey, you know what? The Montreal Blues Society is now taking registrations for the solo and duo categories. They're going to be holding the Quebec to Memphis contest again this August to determine which acts are going to represent the society and Quebec in the solo duo category at the Memphis International Blues Challenge coming up in January. Let's see. It's going to be held January 31st through February 4th. So, you know, don't go into it if you can't be there. If you don't have a passport or something to be able to get across the border, don't bother entering the contest, right? Blues Acts sponsored by blues societies from around the world vie for the top spot at the largest gathering of blues musicians in the world. This is going to be the 8th edition of Quebec to Memphis, hosted by the Montreal Blues Society. And the Quebec acts have done very well in Memphis in the past, and they've had semifinal appearances by Michael Jerome Brown, Don and Paul, it's Don Tyler Watson and Paul DeLaurier, and Justin Saladino Band. They've been very good for, that's 3 years in a row they were doing that. Second place finish for Paul DeLaurier Band in 2016. First place finish for Don Tyler Watson with Ben Racine Band in 2017. And Ben even took home the Albert King Guitar Player Award. Angel Forest Band made it in the 8 finalists in 2018. So go to bluesmontreal.com and look up the info on it for right there. I'll be posting the link as well on my Facebook page when I post the list of all the stuff going on. So they have all the rules in the application form. It costs you $25, I think, if you're going to apply. And pay attention to the hints that they give you because, you know, they are important. They want you to bring your best stuff to go there. And so, you know, bring your best material, your best songs, your best performance, and enjoy it. That's the whole thing. Let's see. What else is going on around town? Well, I should have mentioned this earlier when I was playing Cliff Stevens' album, but he's doing his virtual launch on Friday, June the 10th as well, at 7 p.m., and there's going to be videos, live performance, and giveaways. You can get it, I guess, at his Facebook page. Go look up Cliff Stevens on Facebook, and you'll find it there. Also on Friday, the Grunions are bringing their surf fusion to Grumpy's at 1242 Bishop. Coming up on Saturday, Hendrick and the Sandwich is doing the launch of Sunny Soul. The vinyl is out, and they're going to be doing, well, he's going to be doing an acoustic performance along with Anne Luz. Yeah, that's going to be taking place at 2 o'clock at the 180 Graham Coffee Shop, which is at 5866 Delormier, which is up near near Rosemont around there. Let's see. Also on Saturday, Bottleneck Jay is doing his album launch at the Quai des Brumes at 4481 Saint-Denis. Let's move on to the bar scene. You know, a lot of people are not putting up Facebook events for their gigs. So, you know, if it's not there, I can't find it. Let's see. The bar scene, Bistro Jojo, it is, of course, Sunday night. So it's Le Messe Jojo. Coming up on Monday, Freddie Freedom is in Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Marfecto is in. Thursday, Dwayne Dixon does the 5 à 9, followed by Joe Hell. Friday, Jeannery, followed by Uncle Groove. And then Saturday is Mick Martel, followed by Matt Rock. And Sunday, André Dupré and Jean Milaire, followed by La Messe Jojo. At Upstairs Bar, coming up on Thursday, Don Tyler Watson is going to be in. You get two chances to see her this weekend. Thursday, she'll be at Upstairs for two shows, 7 o'clock and 9:30. She's also going to be at Diaisons tonight. Let's see. Brutopia, 1219 Crescent Street. It's their open mic night on Sunday. Trivia night on Monday. Thursday, Mike Hand is in. Friday, Shane Murphy Band. Saturday, Johnny Owen is in. Barfly. It is, of course, Sunday, so it is their traditional bluegrass night hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Modavi at the corner of St. Paul and Saint Laurent. They got some blues in there on Tuesdays and Wednesdays with Dwayne Dixon. He's also in on Sundays. And occasionally they have Graham Chambers in either Friday or Saturday to bring you some more blues on that one as well. Mariposa has put up their schedule for June as well, and coming up this week. They have their open mic on Thursday, of course, and then on the 10th, Bronte Elaine Hunter is in, and on the 11th, Pat Loiselle is in with Dave Lines. Diazones, I already mentioned that. Don Tyler Watson's there. They are at 4115A St. Denis Street down in the basement. The Aquarium Cafe coming up on Saturday. They have Yannick Boivin does his chansonnier thing. That is at 2923 Masson out around 6th Avenue. Derek Falls is going to be at Smoke Meat Pete on Friday. I don't know. They haven't published the rest of the list, so I can't tell you the others. But they have music there every night. You know that. House of Jazz, Thursday, Snooks the Alston is in. And then on Friday, Michelle Sweeney is going to be in. There are blues and swing dance nights. Let's see. Sunday night, of course, is rock and roll at Lille Noir with the École des Danses Jive Studio. I don't know what time. Let's see. It goes till 11 o'clock. Tuesdays, Swingin' Tuesdays with Studio 88 Swing at Chez Ernest at 6596 Saint-Hubert. Les Mardi Rock and Roll with DJ Tony B. Good and École des Danses Jive Studio. At Les Enfants de Rock at 1550 Mont-Royal Est. And on Thursdays, you have Stardust Soiree at Chez Ernest with Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers. They kick things off at 7 o'clock, and then this week at 10 o'clock, Masson Stomp takes the stage. There are some jam nights and open mics as well. We had already mentioned Brutopia Sunday nights, and also on Sundays, Bar de Corcel at 4685 Notre Dame West. The sign-up is at 9:30. Music starts at 10. Billy Buck at 3135 Masson has open jams also on Sunday nights, starting from 5 to 11. Barfly has their open mic on Tuesdays and at 9:30. Get your name on the list if you want to play. It's Wednesdays. Duffy's Bar has theirs. I don't know who the host is. That goes off at 8 o'clock. Lord Bit at 406 Notre Dame Est has open mic also on Wednesdays. And that is hosted by Kevin Sanson. Also, in the Rosemont area, the Brasserie La Barbière has open mic from 8 o'clock on Wednesdays, and that's at 2137 the Rosemont. Thursdays, Mariposa, I already mentioned that one. Get your name in there early at by 6 o'clock. They draw names at 625 and have a maximum of 20 performers. The Mayfair Tavern, 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois in Pointe-Claire. I haven't seen them post anything about it. Denny Snyder was hosting it. I'm not sure who's hosting now. But that's on Thursdays from 8:30. The Atlantic Pub and Eatery in Alexandria, Ontario. Also, the 36 McDougall Street East. They have the open mic on Thursdays. On Fridays, Brasserie Lunique at 805 Boulevard de Carry in Saint-Laurent has their open. It's the only official blues jam. And that's on Friday, and the host this week is going to be Pat Loiselle. The Phoenix Friday Night Jams, that's at the Restaurant Basile at 72 St. Anne Street in St. Anne de Bellevue. That's also Friday nights. They don't say what time that's on it, but I guess it's in the evening, so show up, sign up, and play. And Saturday's the Mayfair Tavern has an open mic as well, and that's at 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois in Pointe-Claire. Let's see. I'm going to leave you here with a taste of some Pat Loiselle. You can catch him. You can get up on stage and jam with him coming Friday at the Brasserie Lunique. And here he is with from his CD, Sunny Boy Gumbo's Blues. Here's Pat Loiselle and Dreaming of My Cheesecake. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
Ah! I need my cheesecake in the morning, got to have some cheesecake late at night. I need my cheesecake in the morning, need some cheesecake late at night. If I don't have my cheesecake once a day, don't you know I just don't feel right. I love my cheesecake, 'cause it's so soft and sweet. I love my cheesecake, 'cause it's so soft and sweet. When it's just bursting with flavor, just like Pierre loves to eat. Finest flavor, boys, start with cheese A's just right. If you want the finest flavor, boys, start with cheese just A's just right. It'll make you feel so good, you'll want the cheesecake every night. Ce sucre-là. Oh, je veux que tu me dises, petite fille, où t'as pris tout ce sucre-là. Oh, ça devait être en Louisiane, oh, sur la ferme de ton papa. Play l'accordion.
Prison Radio Show est une émission radio avec des nouvelles pour les prisonniers et leurs alliés et familles. L'émission cherche à confronter l'invisibilité des prisons et la lutte des prisonniers en se concentrant sur les racines de l'incarcération, de la police et de la criminalisation. Nous sommes dédiés à des programmes qui collaborent directement avec des personnes actuellement incarcérées. Dans cet esprit, nous aimerions vous faire savoir qu'on a une ligne téléphonique pour les prisonniers et leurs amis et familles. Vous pouvez nous appeler Collect de la prison de Bordeaux et de la prison Rivière-des-Prairies en composant le numéro 514-876-3748. Encore une fois, c'est 514-876-3748. 1-866-376-3748 pour les appels collect. On a aussi un numéro normal qui est 438-337-8423. N'hésitez pas à appeler ce numéro et à nous laisser un message avec des nouvelles à partager sur l'émission ou un message audio pour vos proches à l'intérieur.
Hey, you're listening to Ill Groove Garden.
Take a breath in.
90.3 FM.
And get ready for the groove. Ill Groove Garden. Well, your last hour of the week is the best hour of the week.